Clapper says the belt tightening will be the first litmus test for his office since the September 11 attacks.
All we had to do essentially was preside over handing out more money and more people every year. And that 10-year period basically encompassed the entire existence of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Now we're in a different mode.
Clapper spoke to lawmakers at a joint hearing of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees. He says the intelligence community's downsizing in the 1990s made it weak when al-Qaeda attacked on September 11.
I think it's very important to try to protect that most valuable resource we have, which is our people. We must continue some way of hiring every year, which we didn't do in many cases during that seven-year hiatus period.
He shared the witness table with new CIA Director David Petraeus. Petraeus tells lawmakers the intelligence community will tread carefully to preserve the gains it has made over the past decade.
Coordination is better within the agency itself, between the operators and the analysts, for example. It is better within the greater intelligence community. It is better within government, writ large, with the military and law enforcement agencies. And I think, frankly, that there is even a better approach in terms of sharing and supporting your efforts to provide the oversight that is also an important function.
He says the CIA will stay riveted on counterterrorism, but he says the agency also needs to keep its ears to the ground all over the world, and that requires people.
We need to continue to hire throughout this time as well so that there's a continued addition to the workforce and the youth has continued to be brought in as it has been over the past 10 years. And we've got to continue to invest and make our work meaningful and important so that the best and brightest not only seek to join the agency, but also to stay with it.
Petraeus says the CIA is trying to build a diverse workforce that can operate in various countries, cultures, and languages. National Intelligence Director Clapper says agencies have to keep investing in training, especially in foreign languages.
It has been a challenge developing native-level fluency among natural-born Americans. It's just a challenge, particularly for these exotic languages that you find in the Mideast that we must have proficiency in.
Clapper says he'll direct agencies and offices to make cuts in technology instead.
We are very deeply engaged in an approach to a more unitary architecture across the intelligence community. And frankly, it's something we've talked about as their nirvana for years. But now that we're running out of money, so we must begin to think mode. I think that is serving as the stimulus, if you will, to do some more creative thinking. And I think this would do wonders in terms of saving money, efficiency, and promoting integration.
That federal integration will remain key to fighting terrorists abroad, but integration with state and local authorities will be important to countering other threats. Clapper says he is building stronger relationships with police to both prevent cyber crimes and to catch would-be terrorists in this country.
The homegrown variant often doesn't use signatures, if you will, behavioral signatures that are detectable by classical intelligence means. So this is a great concern to us. It's also, I think, a endorsement of the need for the involvement of state and local officials, notably state and local police officials.
The next 10 years, he says, will bring a weakened al-Qaeda, but extremist groups both outside and within the United States will remain threats. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.